Okay, we get into Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Beis, the second Perek of this Sefer, and we continue. Shlomo HaMelech has taken over as the Melech. David HaMelech has passed on. Shlomo HaMelech starts. Last Perek is described the dream, or the Nevuah, that Shlomo was asked by Hashem, what do you want? Well, I'll give you one request, and he asked for Chachma, and Hashem says, you got the right answer, I'll give you everything, and then is described the Kesef and the Susim, and everything that Shlomo had. So in this parak, we continue getting ready to build the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech sends to Churam, as he's called here. Elsewhere he's called Churam, the king of Tsor up north. Shlomo sends to him and says, I need your help. You have a lot of material, you have a lot of architects, and you have a lot of engineers. Could you please help me out? Build the Beis HaMikdash, a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You helped out my father. Could you help me out? And Churam answers in the positive and says, yes, I surely can help you out, and we'll work together to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, and all the materials are mentioned, and Shlomo HaMelech starts the process of those who carry the burdens, some of the gerim that came from other nations, and that's how the parak ends, getting ready to build the Beis HaMikdash, which will be described in the next parak. So that's the background of this parak. Here we go. Vayispar Shlomo. Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph. Vayispar Shlomo Shivim Aleph Ish Sabal. 70,000 schleppers. People carried burdens. Ushmonim Elef Ish Chotze Bahar, and 80,000 men who hew the stone from the mountain. Umenatzchem Alem, and there were leaders above them. Shloshes Alafim Veshesh Meos, 3,600 men above them. So there were a lot of workers here that were getting ready to build the Beis HaMikdash. Vayishlach Shomo El Churam Melech Tzor, and he sends to Churam. There is a big discussion in Halacha about accepting staka from a non-Jew. This is a big one. This is a big story, and you know, needs to be explained in that light. But Shlomo says to Churam, the king of Tsar, Lamar, Kasher Asisim, David Avi, just like you did to David, my father. Vatishlach lo arazim, live no slow, bias lo sheves, but you send them cedar trees, the arzi alavan, known from all the way up north. Vine anibon, bias lo shem Hashem. You sent to David to build him a house. Now I'm building a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously it's like a kavach omer. Hashem alokai, lahakdishlo, lahaktir lefanav. Why am I building it? To sanctify, lahakdishlo, to sanctify him, lahaktir lefanav, to give ktores, ktores samim, umaareches, tamid, and mareches, that's maybe the lechem hamaarecha, v'olos, laboker, v'laerev, karbanos, lashabasos, v'lachadashim, for every Shabbos and every yantiv, special karbanos, ulamoadeh Hashem, elokeinu, laolam, zos al Yisrael. It's for the Karbanos and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. A lot to say about this pasuk. First of all, the way that Shlomo HaMelech captures the point of the Beis HaMikdash is that it's a makam hakravas karbanos. That's really the emphasis of what he says here, and that's really how the Rambam describes it. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The first halacha in Sefer Avoda of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says the Rambam, Mitzvus Asei, La'asos Bayis Lashem, Muchan lihios makrivim bo karbanos. That's it. And then he adds the chogigin elav shalosh famim bashana, and we celebrate with him. But again, chogigin could be also the carbon chagiga. Shenemar va'asa li mikdash. V'kfarnes parish batorah mishkan sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu v'haya lafi sha'a. That was temporary, as we discussed in the last parak. Shenemar ki lo va'asem ad ata. So it's all about hakravas karbanos. That's the what is mentioned. And then the Rambam again here goes through the levels that were the stages of history that were mentioned in Zvachim in the 14th parak. And then the Rambam says, Kima chenimna hamikdash b'yushalayim ne'esru kol hamakomos kulan livnos b'hen b'yis l'ashem u'lahakrib b'hem karbon. Again, he emphasizes, no more Beis HaMikdash or other place outside the Beis HaMikdash to give karbanos. Ve'ein sham b'yis l'dori hadoros ela b'yushalayim belvad u'bahar maria sheba. Shenemar vayomer David, Zehu beis Hashem Elokim, Ze mizbeach la'ola liYisrael, va'omer zos menochasi adei ad. So that's it. But the Rambam emphasizes karbanos, which is mentioned in the Sukkim. The Ramban has a different emphasis, both in the beginning of Sefer Shmos and as Hakdama, but he also has a Hakdama to Parshas Truma. That's where the Ramban who holds Ein Muktu Mamuchar Batorah, only where he has to. Rashi quotes that in a few places. The Ramban only says that where he has to. So the Ramban reads the Sefer Shmo straight, meaning there is Yisro Mishpatim, which is Maimon Har Sinai, and then right after that we have Truma. Truma is a hemshich of Maimon Har Sinai, according to the Ramban. Kasher Dibur Hashem im Yisrael panim b'fanim asera said dibros, when Hashem spoke to us face to face. V'tziva osam al yidei Moshe k'sas mitzvos, shem kamo avos l'mitzvoseha shel Torah, and he gave some of the mitzvos, Maimon Har Sinai, right, the asera said dibros are called the avos. Interesting, right? The Rashi at the end of Mishpatim says that all the mitzvahs are somehow included in the Aseret Dibros, but here he says what we heard was like the Avos, Kasher Nigra Abosinu Magirim Shabo Lis Yahed, like later on when we a potential Ger, we don't tell him everything at once. We give him Rashi Prakim, the Yisrael Kiblu Aleim Lasos Komashi Yitzavim Aydim Yodo Shal Moshe, the Karas Iman Bris Al Kolzeh. Says the Ramban, Hinehem Kedoshim Reuyim Sheyilem Mikdash Lahashrosh Shchinaso Beneihem. They are roy. They Bnei Yisrael are holy in order to be zochet to have Hashrosh Shchina. Lachin Siva Tchilai Dvar Mishkan Sheyilo Bayis Betocha Mekudash Lashmo. Visham Yidaber Moshe Vietzaves Bnei Yisrael. Vinu Iker Achefetz Hu Bemishkan. Maka Menuchas Hashchina Shua Aron. That's the ultimate. And then he says a little bit later on, Visod Mishkan. The kavod, the Ashrat Hashkina that happened at Har Sinai, should be nimshach, and then he says it again, v'yibimishkan tamid im Yisrael ha-kavod, sh'nir olem b'Har Sinai, v'vo Moshe ha-yelav ha-dibur, asher nibra lo b'Har Sinai, k'mo sh'amar b'matan Torah. So that emphasis of a Beis HaMikdash as being a hemshach of Har Sinai is a little different focus than how Shlomo HaMelech describes it to Churam, as he's pronounced here. But again, that's in terms of the ultimate purpose. Also important is a word here towards the end of the pasuk, where it says, these are kabanos la'olam zos al Yisrael. La'olam, the Gemara, the last daf in Menachas, daf kofyud, quotes la'olam, that kabanos are forever. You might not think kabanos are forever, but kabanos are forever, and if you learn about kabanos, you say kabanos is also forever. That's what Gemara says in Menachas kofyud amen aleph. All right, la'olam, what is la'olam? Ze mizbeach banui u'michal sar hagadol omeru makrev alav, elu talmidei chachamim ha'osukim behilchis avoda. Ma'alayim alayim akasav kilu nivne mikdash b'yimein. As if they're giving the karbanos, right, so it's la'olam. And then that's what the Gemara says. Kala osek batorah kilu hikrev ola, mincha, chatas, va'asham. Right, if you're osek in these karbanos, and the Gemara in Megillah says that the promise of saying karbanos is that also will bring us kapara. That's Avraham Avinu's question to Hashem. How do I get kapara after there's no Beis HaMikdash? So Hashem, Amalok from Ribbono Shel Olam, Bama Eda, Amalok Kachali Eglim Shalashis. What does that mean? Amalok from Ribbono Shel Olam, Tenev with Nasha Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Mate Aleim. What if there's no Beis HaMikdash? Amalok, Kvar Kitikati Lohem Seder Karbanos. Say the karbanos. Kozman shekaren bahen. As long as you say karbanos, ma'alin al ma'ala ani alehem kilu makrivim lefanai karban u'mochal ani al kol avonoseihem. You'll have mechilas avonos through the karban that are given. So that's this word tamid. So Shlomo HaMelech says to Churam, I'm building a Beis HaMikdash for Hashem. Va'bayis asher ani boneh gadol. It's going to be very big. Ki gadol Elokeinu mikol ha'Elohim. Because our God is not like any other gods. Miyatzer koach livnos lo bayis. Who will, right, who could gather enough strength? Who could build a house for him? Who could be Yatzar, right, the Mitzudas David and the talk about Inyan Akava, gather in strength. Who is strong enough to build him a house? Ki ashamayim ishmei ashamayim lo yichal kulu. The heavens can't hold him. Mi ani asher evna lo bayis. Who am I? Kim lahaktu lefanef. Who am I to build a house? I'm just going to give her bonus. What I'm doing is my little share. So I'm doing what I can, but I realize that, you know, that it's way beyond me. So viata, and then he's going to go into what his request is. Interesting, he says again, lahaktir. Lahaktir is from the word ktores. Ktores, and he mentioned it earlier also, ktores samim, along with the ma'areches and the olos, ktores has a special place, as we know, in the world of karbanos, right? It's the most special karban. They used to fight over it. Maybe it had a skula for ashirus. But we know it's one of the mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs the Sefer HaChinuch has in a mitzvah 103, mitzvah kuf gimel, shenitz tavinu akohanim lahakter ktores samim pa'amayim b'chol yom, amazbeach azav. They are commanded for two times a day, ketores, to burn on the little mizbeach. Every other carbon is brought on the outer mizbeach. The ketores is the only thing that's brought somewhere else. That's on the inner mizbeach. On the inner mizbeach, a machlokes, the Rambam and the Chinuch count one mitzvah of ketores. The Ramban says it should be two mitzvahs. two mitzvahs of Torah, two mitzvahs of Kriyashma, two mitzvahs of the Karban Tamid, because each one of them, right, has to be in a different time. So they think that it is, the Ramban thinks it should be two mitzvahs, even though the Rambam and the Chinuch count it as one mitzvah. The Chinuch does say that the Asiya and the Haktara are not counted separately. Why? Because sof mitzvah asiyasa in el haktar, but the point of the asiyah is to be makter it. So even though it says make it, but right, you should make the Torah, and it's described at length in the Torah with all the spices, which spices, and then it says the haktara. But that's maybe this could be an example to use the language of the Nitziv of a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah. Right, it's a preparatory stage to make the Torah. That's not a separate mitzvah, but it's a Hechsher mitzvah, Ksuva b'Torah, which the Nitziv, in his commentary on the Shiltos, Hamak Sheila, and Kuf Samach Tes, he talks about the uniqueness of Hechsher mitzvahs that are written in the Torah, and Hechsher mitzvahs that are not written in the Torah, building a sukkah, and putting on tzitzis and a mezuzah. Right, there's differences in halacha. Right, Osek b'mitzvah, Patav b'mitzvah, and the mitzvah is Riza Makdima l'mitzvahs. But this is Ketores. Interesting diuk, besides Ketores being special in terms of Kabbalistically and Skula way, the Briska Rav is Medayik from the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, that there's even a difference in terms of how we look at these Karbanos. It's not a regular carbon sibor. If you look in the Rambam says, Tziva HaKohanim Lahakter Ketores B'chol Yom Pa'amayim. By Mitzvah Lametes, Tzivanu Lahakriv All the other Karbanos Sibur are formulated as Setzivanu. We are commanded. The Kohanim are our Shlichim, and they are Makrivit, but really it's all for all B'nai Yisrael. But by the Ketores it says Shitziva HaKohanim. And that's what the Chinuch that we just read says Nistavu HaKohanim. And by the Karban Tzimidin it's Nistavu Yisrael. Nistavu Yisrael. So there's a difference. He says the Gris, the Avagav de Ketores Ba'atzmusa Bavade Karban Sibur, who Kachol Karban Sibur, even though fundamentally it is a Karban Sibur like others, Aval Benogea Laminyan HaMitzvah, Chalukahi Mishar Karban Sibur B'Yisod Chiyuva, V'Kiyum Mitzvasa. But it's a different Kiyum. A Karban Sibur is really on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. Umitzvasan miskayemes al yidei zesha atzibur miskaprin bova karban ololen kochlo karban asakriven lebalehen. But the Ketores is not a carbon sibur in that sense. You need a maisa haktara. The Kohanim are the ones that are maktir, and they do the maisa haktara. And he quotes from his father, Reb Chaim, and he says, if you were maktir shalo lishma for some reason, you don't have to bring another one. It wasn't like it's lo ol lebailim l'shem chova. Right, it's not personal in that way. Shani Ketores beikar mitzvasa mishar carbon sibur dein lo rak. Mitzvahs Maisa Haktara Bilvad V'chulu, and that's the Yom Kippur, the Mitzvah. So, you know, Ketores is unique and special. There's a Chazal that talks about that it's connected to Sandakos is like Ketores. Okay, but that's what Shlomo Melech says. So now, Pasik Vav, Viata, based on what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build a base of English for Hashem. Shlach li ish chacham la'asos b'zovah v'chaz v'nachoshah. Zovah barizel, send me someone who's an expert in gold and silver and all the materials. Uba argavon, uba karmil, t'cheles, v'yodeh l'fateach pituchim. They know how to develop and make things. Ima chachamim, asher imi b'yudu v'shalayim. With my wise people, asher eichen David avi. We're all going to work together. Right? Don't think this is something that you're going to do by yourself. You're workers. You're going to come and we're going to help you. We're going to have shlach liatzei arazim broshim, sell me all the wood. Ki ani adati, I know you have great wood up there. Vihine, again, avadai im avadecha, we're going to work together. Right? This is alluding to the, maybe a mitzvah. Whenever you need help, you can't just have somebody else help you without doing your part. Right? You got to do it. Hakein takim imo. It says by the mitzvah of helping a load on an animal. In Parshas Kiseitze, chav beis dalid, hakein takim imo. And Chazal say, imo. If the owner is trying, then you could help him out. If the owner is sitting on the side on a bench and saying, well, it's your mitzvah to help me out, so then you don't have to help out. It's only emo. Adam, says the Chafetz Chaim, Ha'adam uchiyav lit'om imba lachamar ha'masa al chamaro, la'afuke im hochu abaylim, v'chein b'chol inyane ha'adam, im mekadish atzmo milamata, mekadish atzmo milamala. Hashem will help us out. Hakem takem emo. Hashem will help us out. Im adam avakish achar atfila, nitzor l'shoni meira. We say to Hashem at the end of davening, please, help me not speak Lashon Hara. Hashem will help out. Hashem will help out. But then he says, V'hayre neina b'sarasecha. We ask Hashem to help us out and light up our eyes in Torah, so we have to open up a sefer. We have to try to learn a little bit. Because if we don't learn a little bit, so then what? We ask Hashem to help out, but then we're not helping ourselves. And we're, trying to do our best in Torah, but it's not going to work if we don't take the first step. If somebody asks me for a loan and he doesn't come to collect the loan, so then that would be a problem. He has to do his shtablus. Good. So that's Hakeim Takim Mimoso. Shlomo HaMelech says, I'm going to help. Says the pasuk, Ula Hakin li Eitzim LaRov, and prepare me wood. Ki Abayis Asher Ani Boneh Gadol Vafle, has to be a huge, beautiful bias. I've given a lot of food, of materials. Everybody's ready. I gave them money. Vayomer Churim Elav Sarbiksav. So Churim answers in writing. Pasuk Yud. Vayishlach El Shlomo Ba'avas Hashem Es Amo. Hashem loves his nation. That's why he made you the king. Misancha Aleihem Melech. Vayomer Churim Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Asher Asas Hashemayim Vesaaretz. He was a believer. Blessed is Hashem, the God of the Jews. Asher Nasan LeDavid Amelech Ben Chacham. That he gave my good friend David. He gave him such a son. Yodea Seichel Ubina. Asher Yivne Bayis LaShem Ubayis LaMalchuso. Interesting in that order. He's going to build a house for Hashem and a house for himself. V'yata shalachti yishchacham yodea bina. I sent somebody who's smart. L'churam avi. Question is, does that mean his name was also Churam? Did he go with his son, with his father? Exactly, not clear. But somebody went, ben, maybe it was he himself, maybe it was someone else. Ben Isham min benos Dun. V'aviv is Sori. Right, his mother's from Dun, his father's from Tsor. Yodea lasos basav v'chesam v'nechoshes v'barisal. Interesting, from this pasuk, the head was from Dun. That it was from Dun, and we find in history that Dun and Yehuda often teamed up. Going back to the Mishkan, right? The Bezalel from Yehuda and Ahaliyav. The Medrash picks up on this. The Yehuda was one of the greatest of the Shvatim, and Dun was one of the lowliest, so to speak, of the Shvatim. The Medrash in Parshas Kisisa, the end of Parsha Mem. Amr b'chenina ben Pazi, ein lecha gadol mishevet Yehuda, ve'ein lecha yarud mishevet Dan, shayim min halachinos, he was from one of the shefachos, u'ma kasev bo, u'bnei Dan chushim. Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yavo v'yizdaveglo, shalo yihyu mevazenoso, v'shalo yehe adam rucho gasa alav. So a person is a mevaze, and his das is not high on him, l'fisha ha-gadol v'ha-katan shavin l'fnei ha-makom. Betzalel mishal Yehuda v'aliyav midan, v'hum is daviglo. Keeps Yehuda in check, doesn't think of himself as so great, he's with Dan, and it's also in the Mikdash. And the Medrash quotes, Shlomo Yehuda v'chiram. Chiram comes from, the helper that he sent is from Dan. Okay, so we continue. Rav Nevenzal talks about that also in Bamidbar. In Sicha Dalet, if you want to have more about that, he says about each one of them have their kochot, they're connected physically, they're connected spiritually also, in Ruchnius, they have tremendous physical brute, and that's what he discusses there, Shimshon and Shlomo, comparisons between them, they both have similar occurrences that occur, with wives and with others, and with strength. So he sends back to Shlomo, he's ready to help. Vayisor Shlomo call on Hashim Hagirim. Shlomo counts all of the ones that are coming to help. Hashem Eretz Yisrael, all of those that came and wanted to be part, right? Which itself is a question, right? Shlomo HaMelech is on top of the world here, and it's not so clear that he should be accepting any Gerim, right? The Gemara in Yevamos talks about this, right? At the time of Shlomo HaMelech and the Beis HaMikdash, then they're on top of the world. So who says that's a good idea to accept a ger? Maybe they're only converting because they see that this is a good thing. This is a good thing to be a Jew. But it could very well be that they wouldn't be happy at other times, right? That's what the Gemara talks about, and the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia in Perek Yud Gimel. He talks about that you shouldn't be able to accept anybody who is coming with a bad motivation. If they come and they're serious and they have a real acceptance, it works. But it says, "Ulaficha lo kiblu beizin geirim, but kol yemei David uShlomo, b'yemei David shema min apachad chazru, u'b'yemei Shlomo shema b'shul malchus v'hatova gdola shayu ba Yisrael chazru, shekala chozir min agoyim." Bishvil Davar mehavli ha'olam eino migeri tzedek. V'yafal pik eino yegerim harbe mizgayrim yedavar shlomo b'fnei adyotos. It sounds like they didn't accept geri tzedek, but there was a lower level ger. O yubezen agado choshishim lahem.
and the other lower Bati Dinim accepted them, and the Bezan HaGadol were Choshesh, Lo HaYudochan Osan, because they became Jewish, but Lo Makarben Osam, Achatira Acharisam. So David had some, and here it describes that Shlomo HaMelech had some Gerim doing some of the Avodos. V'yisper Shlomo Kol HaShem HaGerim HaShem Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Test discusses how maybe they were inspired, not only because of the godless of the Beis HaMikdash and the greatness of Shlomo, but they saw the Midos. Rachmanim Baishanim V'gomli Chasadim. Right, that's the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Test. So that's what inspired them. So Shlomo counted them. Acharei Asfar Asher Safram David Aviv. Besides the census and the counting that happened in the days of David. And Vayimatzu, and he found how many were there. The same numbers as before. Me'ev HaChamishim Elef U'Shlosh Elefem V'Shesh Me'os. Right, 150,000. 153,600. Vayas Mahem Shivim Elef, and then you have the schleppers, Ushlam Elef Chotzei Bahar. You have all the people ready to go. So he got the materials. He has everything that David HaMelech left him, as we know, the gold and the silver and the Nedavis. And now he did some more collecting and fundraising himself. And now we are ready to actually build the Beis HaMikdash, which again is described here, not as in as much. There are differences, but we'll see. The Kalim and the Torah spends a lot of, the Navi spends a lot of time, both in Malachim and in here, in Divrei Hayamim, to describe the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. We will continue with that, Be'ez Hashem, next time. This is Perek Beis of Divrei Hayamim Beis.